We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Eddie will be joining me on the Mics On app doing some stuff in the future, so we welcome him aboard there too. So, Eddie, what's going on? What's happening?
Well, I guess I'm better than Kareem Hunt, I think, right now, anyway.
Yeah, that's... I mean, there's a video. I mean, as long as you don't have any videos, you get in trouble. You know, listen, you know, those days of you going out at 3 a.m., I think, are over.
Anyway. Yeah.
They just ended recently, I know that, but I mean, I think they're finally over.
There's a beeper alert on me when it gets past.
And talking about 3 a.m., what a segue into Robbie Cano, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, exactly.
But are we close, Eddie? The deal that has probably been the most rumored deal in history for the last 3 days and has a different version every time somebody rumors it. What's the latest version and where are we?
Well, still counting money or divvying up money, I guess, at this point. And still, you know, uncertain exactly how much money Seattle is kicking in. That's kind of important to know, but
yes.
You know, listen, I think it's a good deal to me. You know, it's a deal that I think is a good one.
Dumping the Bruce and Swarzak money helps too,
right.
You know?
No question about that. I guess that there's a couple of things that, you know, I'd be hesitant on is that I think, you know, the Mets had some leverage. I don't know if they fully use that leverage simply because the Cano had a no trade clause in his contract as well.
Oh, he did.
He did. And
a full one?
I believe it was a full one. Yeah, and I don't think, you know, he's not going to Milwaukee or Cincinnati or Kansas
No, he
City.
Loves New York. I mean, I know he'd love to go to the Yankees, but he loves New York.
I mean, I think he, listen, if you asked him deep down inside, right. Would he prefer to wear pinstripes? Yeah,
yes.
I think so. He was here.
But he loves New York. We know that. He loves New York.
But he does love New York. So I don't know if they took full control of that. And the other part I didn't love was Kelenic, the kid. And I know he's a kid. I know he's a high schooler. But, you know, sometimes you can get a sense for somebody, Mike, and this kid can hit. He can.
Oh, tell me about him. I don't know him. Go ahead.
Well, he's a high school kid, 19 years old, out of Wisconsin, which, you know, cold weather territory. But he's a guy they put down in the Gulf Coast League,
right.
And they bumped him after 12 games. He was hitting .400. He had .413, I think it was. They put him at Kingsport.
Is he a power hitter?
He can be. Yeah, he can be a power hitter. I don't know if he really showed that at the levels he was at, but they bumped him.
Is he lefty or righty?
He's a lefty. They bumped him to Kingsport, which is single A, you know, rookie ball, and the average went down, but he drove in 33 runs in 44 games.
Wow.
So he's one of these that, you know, to me, he's a Conforto-like hitter. I think he's going to come quick. He's a high schooler. Conforto was a college player. You know, how soon he comes, who knows. But it's...
Eddie, was McNeil in this deal or not in this deal at any point?
I think he was, and I think they pulled him back, which I think is a good thing. I don't want to see McNeil leave.
No, I hope he stays. I really do. Yeah.
He was in the deal. I think he was pulled back. You know, I think we're getting to the point in baseball, Mike, where, you know, almost everybody is going to need that kind of hitter in your lineup. I know we go for, you know, there's home runs, there's strikeouts, launch angles, all that stuff. And you're going to, you know, that's always going to be prevalent. There are a lot of strikeout pitchers, but I do think you need a guy like that in your lineup that can handle the bat. And he handles the bat as well as anybody. So
And he's confident, too. I was on me the other day, very confident guy, no question. But he also said that he can play a lot of positions, so he wouldn't mind if he played third. If Cano comes in, you got to figure at least for a year they're figuring Cano's at least a full-time second baseman.
I would think so. I mean, listen, this is a guy who, you know what's amazing
to me? Cano doesn't sit. You know, Cano does not sit down. He's never sat down in his life. If he's there, he plays every game.
You know what's amazing, Mike? I went back and looked at that. Yep. He has missed outside of last year.
Nothing.
He's out of last year. Of course, he missed with the 80-game suspension. But prior to that, in 11 seasons, he missed 38 games.
And if you take 12 was the year before. If you go through a Yankee years, he missed like 2 games in 5 years with the Yankees.
It's ridiculous. I mean, he plays every day.
Eddie played every inning of every game every day. The guy played every. Now, did he bust it the first on every single ball?
No.
But he never missed a game ever.
Yeah.
ever missed a game.
No, he's been resilient in that way, and hopefully, you know, he can stay that way for a couple of years. He's 36. I'm not sure.
36 and coming off. He's 36 coming off a steroid year.
Right.
That worries
right.
you a little bit.
Yeah, no, it does.
Plus,
he's
already played 2,050 games. He's played a ton of games.
He has played a lot. He can hit. I think we know that.
He's a great hitter.
He can fall out of bed and hit. But you know, what's he going to be like? I think the Mets are looking at this as you
and
know.
They said
a
his
couple...
defense has been slipping the last year. So yep. I don't know what his range is like anymore. You know. He is 36. So.
And that is a problem as far as what the Mets are going to do, because I think, you know, one thing that, where the Yankees are looking to probably get left-handed because they're extremely right-handed,
yes.
The Mets are kind of the opposite.
They
got
to get right-handed. I agree.
Yeah, you bring Cano in here. He's another lefty. You've already got Nimmo.
But Cano's a lefty that hits lefties, though. That's one thing. He does hit lefties.
McNeil, that's another lefty. And, you know, your righty option, Cespedes is not going to be here. If he is, it's going to be late. Your options are at catcher, first base, I guess, center field. Those are your right-handed spots. So you got to figure out who the heck is going to play there, and what your lineup is going to look like. To me, I thought it was a good deal. I think they're better now than they were.
So you think the deal is definitely done?
Yeah, no, I do. I think this is done.
So why haven't they announced it?
That's a great question. I think they're still flirting around with the money and pushing, and probably physicals, I would imagine, because there's a lot of people involved, and I think they probably want to get a look at the physicals and x-rays and all that stuff. So
you got to like the moves Brody's made already. Number one, Riggleman was a smart move.
Yes,
it was. The dumbest thing in the world not to have him have a good NL bench coach last
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely.
We all know what a joke that was. Mm-hmm. And you and I both know Riggleman a long time. He's a great guy.
Great, tremendous guy.
And a very good baseball guy. And and bringing Allard Barrett is
a
very good move. He's a smart guy.
He is a very smart guy. He's been in Boston for a while, Kansas City before that. Yep. He's very well respected in the game.
Very smart guy.
I don't know him well. I know him a little. And
I've interviewed him. The guy's a smart guy. He's got a good reputation, too. That was another very good move. You can't quibble with the move so far. I mean, you really can't.
And people tell me the kid, Adam Guttridge, who they brought in for the analytics, also very highly regarded as well, too. So he's done some good things. I mean, he's vowed to reshape things, to turn over every stone to try to get this team better. And, you know, listen, is this a little bit of a risky move? Yeah, you bet. When you bring
in listen, Cano can make them look bad. That's the only thing. He can make them look bad. But other than that, listen, we know the relief is good.
Yep.
And they got it, and they can control him, and we know he's good. And if they can dump some dead wood contracts like Bruce, and Swarzak.
No,
I never liked Swarzak anyway. So I mean, you know, that made no sense, that signing. So I mean, I agree with that move. That makes plenty of sense. They do need a big righty bat. They need a catcher.
Yep.
They don't have the people to get Realmuto. They just don't. Now the other issue that has to be discussed, and that's
Syndergaard.
Whether or not they're serious.
I would not trade him, but that's me. I'm not trading him.
Would you trade him for a really big, defined bat like Bryant or somebody like that?
Yes. Would I trade him for George Springer? Yes.
Would you trade him for Andujar and somebody else? The Yankees and them aren't going to trade, but let's just say a really good quality bat, would you trade him for that?
Yes. Would I trade him for Realmuto? Yes. Would I trade him for Springer? Yes. Would I trade him for Bryant? That's like, you know, who knows anything, any of these are going to happen? No. But those are guys, yes. Would I trade him for that?
If you bring in a legitimate number three hitter for them, you know, who's right-handed, then you can at least make that trade.
Yeah, you do. I mean, listen, it's their strength. Are they overloaded there compared to other teams? Probably. But the thing is, if Syndergaard goes, you've got to go out and get another pitcher. You don't exactly have one ready. You can slide Lugo in there.
But they can also go heavy bullpen. Go get themselves an Andrew Miller.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you need
another
bullpen.
In front of Diaz.
You do.
Get yourself a couple of very versatile guys. You got a couple of swing guys in Gesellman and Lugo.
Mm-hmm.
Which you can do.
I would leave there. I would leave
also, the other question, and this is a huge question for the Mets. Enormous question. One of the biggest things that they have to face this year, and it'll make or break their year. Is Wheeler a one-hit wonder, or is that real?
My guess, no. I think the light bulb has gone on. I think he has turned a corner. And that's something they have to decide, Mike. You know, with all the talk about nailing DeGrom with a long-term contract, and I think they will, they've got to get Wheeler set. Yep. Wheeler's done at the end of this year. He's free agent.
Absolutely. Now you've got to decide whether Wheeler, just like the Yankees have to decide whether their first baseman was real or not, whether that OPS of 1,000 was real or not, you know, or was it a one-hit wonder. The Mets have to decide whether Wheeler, who was 10-1 down the stretch, was that real?
Yep. No, absolutely. You're right. I think they need another bullpen arm. If they didn't go this route and get Diaz in here, I would suggest Britton as
like
a closer type.
I like Andrew Miller.
Miller is good as well. I'll give you another guy too, and this is a lowercase guy who's had a great success as a closer and ended up with Washington this year. That's Greg Holland, who had a terrible year in St. Louis.
Okay.
But he pitched very well in Washington.
He's a good pitcher.
He's a Boris guy, and Island is very familiar with him because he was there with Island in Kansas City all those years, and Island wanted him here.
He's
just
a good
ended
pitcher.
Up going to Washington. So
he's a good arm. He's a good
there's
arm.
A guy you could bring in as a third guy in that bullpen, and might not cost you all that much right
and
now.
And plus,
so.
You know, I like the versatility that you get, especially from Lugo. I think he's a very valuable
yes.
guy.
I do too. I would leave both Lugo and Gesellman where they are, not mess around with that. Maybe that doesn't make Lugo overly happy, but I think they're better there. I mean, I think
but
they're
the problem
better.
Is you don't get money. You know, you don't get paid. That's
well,
the problem,
that's true.
You know?
Yeah, maybe that will change over time with starters going down, relievers going up. Who knows? But you're right. Yeah, I mean, I know they like.
They
that,
need a catcher, Eddie. They need a catcher.
Yes,
they need
they
a real catcher. They need a catcher that can run their team and can really just not be an automatic out. They need a catcher.
I'll give you a guy, and again, this guy is not going to excite a lot of people because I think they probably passed on him before. That's Lucroy, who...
No, they don't like him anymore. My understanding is they don't think he's got... They think he's thrown
right.
too far. That's my understanding.
And he probably has offensively. The thing is,
The scouts killed him, from what I understand. The scouts said that his bat has fallen dramatically.
If you do talk, I will say this, if you talk to the Oakland pitchers and the Oakland staff out there on how... He handled that staff this year, and that's what I'm thinking. He's probably not going to give you a lot offensively, but he's a guy that's a veteran guy, great in the clubhouse, and can handle a staff very well. He handled that Oakland staff terrifically out there, and they used a lot of pitchers because of all the injuries they had this year. So that, from that aspect, that's a guy I would look at, but if they've turned on him, then it's not going to be him. Is it Maldonado? Is it somebody like that? I don't know.
Like
they
Maldonado.
Need, yeah.
I've always
he'll
liked
throw out
Maldonado.
Runners. He's not going to hit, but he'll throw out runners, probably handle his staff well.
I like Maldonado.
Yeah. They need a catcher.
Yeah, he's a good catcher. He's a very good catcher.
Yeah.
You know, I like him. Now, again, I mean, Real Muto's the sky, but I mean, that's
yep.
I don't see them having the people that they want for Real Muto, you know?
No, I don't know. Syndergaard might entice them, but.
But I think they don't want to. I think they want even guys who are not going to cost that much. I think they want guys that they can control for, you know, that are just about major league ready, they can control for a long time, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you can get Syndergaard for 3 years. That's true. You can control
But even in arbitration, he's going to make money.
He'll make some money, yes. No, you're right. He's a guy, and you forget sometimes with Syndergaard as well, you know, he is 15 games over 500, ERA under 3, and has pitched pretty well, even though he hasn't pitched a lot here the last couple
just
of years.
Just hasn't pitched a lot. That's the thing. Has not pitched a lot.
Right. You're right. He has to stay healthy and prove that he can do that. But we'll see. You know, that's I'm hesitant to give him up. Would I do it? No, but we'll see what they're going to do.
Yeah. All right, Eddie, thanks. We'll chat.
You got it, Mike.
Thanks, Eddie, very much. All right, Eddie C., back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.